Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have been waiting for, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer has dropped, and we are so freaking excited about it. Ladies, how do you feel after all this excitement?
Oh my God, there's too many feelings.
I felt all of the feelings this week.
Oh, it was a good week.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Leah, I heard, a friend told me that you have 50 plus one ideas about this trailer drop. I want to hear your thoughts, feelings, emotions, anything and everything that you think about the No Way Home trailer.
Like right now, like just all of it, throw it all at you.
Please. I want to hear it. So first, what did you think? I'll get everybody's what did you think? And then let's talk about what do you think is going to happen in the movie.
That's a loaded question.
You go ahead.
Who, me?
Yes, Leah.
Okay, I'm not going to leave any room for anybody to say their thoughts.
That's okay. Go for it.
Right. essentially, if Doctor Strange is not actually Loki in disguise, I don't know what is going on here, because his energy is very Loki-esque, where he, like, why would he want to do something that goes against the mystic arts just willy-nilly, just to be cool to some teenage kid from the Bronx? Like, I just, you know, it just doesn't, sorry, from Brooklyn. So, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
From Queens.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
Oh man. But yeah, I just, like, his energy is not very Stephen Strange. Also, there was something, like, very off about his appearance. Not just that he was wearing, like, a jacket and sweats and whatever with his cape, but, like, just, I don't know if it's because his eyebrows are penciled in, and also that for, like, his hair, yes, like, to your point, his hair was also, like, just weird. It just did nothing about him looked correct. But also in Thor Ragnarok, they penciled in Loki's eyebrows too. So, like, I don't know if that's just something that I'm, like, really looking super deep into, that they both happen to have their eyebrows penciled in just for them as the actor, but also that they're giving off the same energy. Like, he just freaking winks at Peter as if it's like, ah, no big deal. I'll just do this spell that's going to change the whole course of reality. And, you know, big deal, whatever. And, like, that just doesn't add up. It just doesn't make sense to me that he would just, like, willy-nilly do something like that, you know? Like, that's how I feel about the first initial part of that scene.
Okay. So far we gather Leah is feeling very concerned and confused about what is happening. Did I gather that correctly?
I'm concerned. I'm real concerned, yeah.
All right. We feel a little concerned. Okay. Megan, how do you feel after watching that trailer?
I will be very honest, and this is a hot take, especially in this group.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't, up until this point, a huge fan of Doctor Strange. I apologize. I just, like, never really connected with that movie. I was really weirded out by it the first time I saw it. I think he's an incredible character, but it just, like, out of all of my love for all the other ones, especially Spider-Man, he just wasn't really on my list ever. But now that I've, like, read into this specific trailer a lot, I'm super intrigued. And I actually read something on Reddit. I can't remember the account name, but I can't take credit for this. They said that this is Stephen Strange, and the...
That's okay.
They're assuming this has to be Stephen Strange because the original Sorcerer Supreme chose Stephen to become the next Sorcerer Supreme because of his lack of care for the rules when it comes to protecting the universe. So one thing that sorcerers aren't technically supposed to do is look into the future. You have to let things play out. But he fully does that in Infinity War to see how many options they have to stop Thanos. So he breaks the rules in order to do something that will save them in the long run. And again, not my theory at all, but I thought it was really incredible that he's doing this because he knows there's a multiversal issue happening or on its way, that he's thinking, okay, maybe I can stop this from one aspect and control the multiverses right here.
Mm-hmm.
Which will then hopefully help me in figuring out where else I'm going to need to fix things.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So a conspiracy? Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about some conspiracy theory?
Almost like he's doing it on purpose. And he's bringing in some specific people from alternate universes, films, to help them instead of beat them. I don't know.
So, Joe, do you have any passionate thoughts or feelings about the trailer?
Oh, man. So we kind of chatted about this a little earlier. I almost didn't come on the podcast today. I'm having a little bit of like Marvel burnout. There's just so much happening that my head is starting to hurt. I keep waiting for like Mephisto to pop up out of somewhere. And I just feel like there's so much happening. When the trailer first started, I know there was a lot of hype and people really, really, really wanted the trailer because they want to see Tobey Maguire and they want to see Andrew Garfield and they want to see how it all ties together, because we know that it's going to happen, or we're all just assuming it's going to happen at some point. I really liked, just for like a split second, when it was him and Zendaya sitting on like the rooftop or whatever they were doing, and they were just like joshing around, and I was like, oh man, I want to see more of that a little bit right now. Like I really hope, I know it's the Doctor Strange show now, and you know it's all setting up for what's next, and everything that we're watching right now is always setting up for what's next, but I kind of miss like Spider-Man shenanigans, you know. We never really got original, you know, Spider-Man story for Tom Holland. We just were like, oh, this is an established character. Everybody knows him already. We've had the Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Spider-Man, and we know all the villains, and we know Uncle Ben, and we know Aunt May, and we know everybody. So like, what now, right? Like, how do we make his character more interesting and more elevated? But we never got just like OG Spider-Man from Tom Holland. So I hope that there's a little bit of that, where they get to see him being like a kid and a teenager and navigating being Spider-Man, as opposed to just like, oh yeah, he's just on board with everything. Like, we're just expected to be on board with everything because we've known this character for decades, you know? So that's my like hot take on the movie. I really want it to not just be the Doctor Strange show, or the Loki hiding as Doctor Strange show, or Mephisto hiding as Doctor Strange show. Just kind of want to see a little bit of just like Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah,
I love that, because when we got Civil War, it was just sort of like, okay, Spider-Man's officially in this universe, and that's that. You don't get an origin story, and I'm with you on that, actually, Joanne. I really like that.
I feel every single bit of what you guys just said. I think more than anything, the feeling that this trailer gives me is, of course, excitement. It is. I can't wait until December 16th, because that's 155,000% when we will get to watch the movie, because we will obviously be watching it the night before. That's what we do for everything. I am intrigued to see where the story can kind of go with all of the variables, like nothing's off limits. I do really enjoy the fact that we got a little taste of Doc Ock in this universe, a potential Green Goblin, or maybe Hobgoblin, if you catch my drift. And like, just kind of watching it however many times, I think I watched it like 100 times, all of the like little things that I caught whilst obsessing over it really gets me excited for what the movie has in store and what kind of stories it can tell. Now, there's a multiverse of possibilities. I want to hear your 1-minute pitch of what you think is going to happen in this movie. Hot take. Ready?
Oh, God.
Leah.
First is on. No, go. I don't want to go first.
Okay. I will go first. I put it out there. I'll go first.
Okay.
I think that the story is, of course, about Peter, innocent Peter, trusting everybody. He finds himself in this awful place that Mysterio left him. He goes to Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is not Doctor Strange. Either Mephisto or Agatha Harkness. The hairpiece, I don't believe it. I don't believe he doesn't have the little Clark Kent. I don't think it's Doctor Strange. The magic happens. I believe that rather than them going into an alternate reality, all of those villains from the other movies come to their reality and they have no way home to get back to their realities. So it's Peter's responsibility because nobody else knows who he is to kind of collect them and get them back to where they're supposed to be. Lots of scary Easter eggs potentially. I know that Nate called it out, but I was gonna mention that there's a lot of hype around Toby or Andrew being in this movie, and in that last scene it looks as though Tom Holland's face is like deep faked on Toby Maguire's body because that's the outfit he was wearing in Spider-Man 3 with MJ in the web.
Whoa.
And that's No Way Home. Leah.
Oh, God.
That was like 2 minutes. So you can have a little bit of leeway on that.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I'm going to follow up that. Like follow that. But, okay. Basically everything you said, would say Doctor Strange is definitely not Doctor Strange. I don't know if he's Mephisto or if he's Loki or if he's no one at all, or maybe if like this is totally planned, like what you said earlier, like maybe because when Tilda Swinton, when she said in the not Infinity War, what's the other one,
Endgame,
thank you, that she's like, he's like, oh, like maybe he made a mistake, and she's like, or I did, and she like realizes like, oh yeah, like this is supposed to happen. If it doesn't happen this way, then the TVA is going to come after us and they're going to say like, oh, we're variants, like this shouldn't have happened this way, it shouldn't have happened that way. So like if we're realizing that from the beginning, we've already seen Loki and then this trailer has dropped, so we know that the TVA exists and we know that variants exist, that this is supposed to be happening in some way. But I mean, we don't see anything regarding the TVA. So like, is the TVA going to step in somewhere at this, like at this point in the middle of the movie when all of this shouldn't have happened, or was this actually meant to happen? Like whoever is playing Doctor Strange is doing this, and maybe it is him. Maybe, you know, this is all just speculative or whatever. If this is happening and we don't see any sign of the TVA, then maybe this is supposed to be happening. And maybe all of these characters from all of these other dimensions, like Doc Ock and Goblin and whatever, they're supposed to come and basically help them and save the day. That it's not actually like a mistake. Cause like, I also feel like, you know, Doctor Strange wouldn't make that big of a mistake to be distracted by what Peter is telling him, what Peter is saying, for him to like break all of reality, you know what I mean? So I feel like all of this is supposed to happen, and whether it's Doctor Strange or somebody else, these people are now supposed to be in this realm for something bigger. That.
Yes, Leah, let the ideas flow through you. I love it. Rot Megs, let's hear it.
Okay, this just popped into my head right now, so I'm gonna say it. It could be totally off, but I don't care. I think it's a cool idea. So at the very end of WandaVision, the very, very, very end, if you haven't seen the second end credit scene, go watch it right now. Mm-hmm. Wanda is learning from that dark book. I can't remember what it's called. The Darkhold. Thank you. So she's learning all these like dark things, and she hears Billy and Tommy. Mm-hmm. That's their names. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she hears Billy and Tommy screaming help from obviously an alternate universe or something. Maybe she is somehow controlling Doctor Strange because she was able to do it to a whole town of people, and now she's like super wrangled her powers, so she knows what she's doing. So she is the one who is actually being or taking over Doctor Strange, and that's why the whole like Halloween decorations is what Peter initiates into thinking, oh, I have to go speak to a witch.
An ugly decoration.
I don't know.
So rude that he's like, yeah, that's Steven.
Mm-hmm. But then I also think that all of the like not just Green Goblin or Doc Ock will be in, but I also think that the Lizard will be in from Andrew Garfield's first movie and also Andrew Garfield's second movie that has way too many villains in it. But the Sand Guy, I can't remember his name, and Electrode. Is that his name? Again, yeah, horrible. Horrible. Electro and the Sandman.
And Rhino?
Yeah. Ooh,
Rhino. I don't know. Sinister maybe Six? Rhino. But maybe they'll just all be in it because, like you said, Alyssa, and I totally agree, they're all coming in from these alternate realities, and the Spider-Men from those realities will also come in and not know what they're doing. And I also think that's why, like, I totally agree with the idea of how they've hidden Tobey Maguire from us in this trailer, because why would Doc Ock say, "Hi, Peter," to Tom Holland, because he doesn't know who Tom Holland is. He looks completely different from his Peter Parker. Why would that be Peter?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love Peter. Joach, do you? I know you're a little bit pressed on this Spider-Man trailer, but do you have any ideas that you want to share for what you think will happen?
Oh God,
to come to fruition.
Honestly, I don't know.
That's okay.
I would just like an answer as to this mug that he has that's going around the internet. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I just see it every time and I'm like, that is not Stephen Strange's mug. Like that, if it wasn't the hair and the actions and everything else, it's just the mug. The mug is the giveaway.
Yeah.
So,
well, here's a good question. Is Wanda holding that mug at the end of WandaVision?
Ah, that's
like,
a good question.
Has a mug and she goes out and sits on her stairs with a mug.
That's true. Maybe. Okay, I think that would
have to
be
go back
really
and watch the end.
We're gonna have to.
I mean, it's on the inside of the mug though, right? So like you wouldn't see it anyway if she's like facing herself. I don't know.
If it's a white mug.
I don't know.
We're gonna see it's gonna be like circa oh crap, my brain is
2002 Spider-Man.
Nope. The Spider-Man movie, Into the Spider-Verse. It's going to be like that. They're all going to join in this one universe to collectively fight and then make sure that everybody gets home to their appropriate like timelines and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the end credit scene is just going to be all the Spider-Mans eating shawarma. That's what it is.
They do that.
That would be so funny. Could you just picture it? Like all of them in some kind of like underground Grand Central Station, New York City food court. Just like full of Spider-Man, four Spider-Man per table. How funny would that be?
It's
got like Spider. What is his name? Spider Pork or Porker? Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
Peter Porker.
Oh my god!
I hope they bring in the Spider-Verse characters in animation. That would make this movie insane. And I would like to point out that Tom Holland has said in his own voice that we have only just seen the tip of what this movie is giving us. Like, I don't think they actually gave us the story of this movie at all in this trailer. Like, we're being totally thrown off.
So,
which I'm stoked about.
The last thing I want to say before we cut this hot take to the end is I think that they're punking us. If this is not what it is, I think they're giving us what we want to see, which is like Doc Ock, a little Green Goblin, pumpkin bomb. I think maybe they're playing us because like in Endgame, they showed us a bunch of stuff that didn't happen, or in Infinity War, they showed us a bunch of stuff that didn't happen. Potentially the one thing that would blow my mind is if you pressed play on the WandaVision finale, the Loki finale, and this movie at like 27 minutes, if that's when the spell goes awry and the multiverse like bursts into flames and that, that sound happens in, WandaVision, is it when she becomes the Scarlet Witch? When
she's
it
like
syncs up?
Looking through her thing and she's astral projecting. And
yeah, I think that is definitely going to be what knocks my freaking socks off. If they can make it that meta, our expectations versus reality better.
Through the roof.
Yeah, it better not let us down. That has been our hot take, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for this very brief episode, and we will see you next time.